Blog Talk Radio.
Own your life.
What's up? I'm Tito Ortiz.
This is Rob Van Dam.
Hi, this is Mark Merrill.
Hi, my name is Ray Lloyd, Glacier in World Championship Wrestling.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and I just want to say that DDP's yoga pretty much changed my life.
I was 37 years old, and basically I was just taking a pass on everything and letting life pass me by.
You gotta get your hands.
Diamond Cutter, take it back. Bring your arms out to a T. Clench your fist. Hulk it up. Woo!
Cause it's time. It's your time.
I feel better now at 40 than I ever have my entire life. And that's not just a cliche, it's the truth. So thank you.
I am stronger now. I'm going to be 52 years old. I'm stronger now than I've ever been in my entire life. Absolutely incredible.
DDP Yoga changed my life.
And it will.
DDP Yoga. It ain't your mama's yoga.
Ah! High five.
And welcome to another hour or hour and 5 minutes, 10, 15, 20, depending how long we go, of DDP Radio. Today, we will be talking about the DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza. So I'll be bringing my lovely sister on, Sally Super Primo, who is the greatest travel agent in the planet, and put together an amazing trip that we had last year down in Mexico. And it was an amazing place down just north of Tulum, about 30 miles south of Cancun, about, I don't know, 1,500 miles from the border of the United States, way down in the lower part of Mexico. It's one of those beautiful places I've ever been to. We'll be bringing that up very shortly, but first I want to go to the news and what's been happening in the world of Diamond Dallas Page and DDP Yoga and other scattered stuff here and there. Before I do, I definitely want to put a very heartfelt thoughts, prayers going out to Robert, who, Robert is the guy who runs this whole show. Tonight, Sparky will be stepping in for him. But he also is the guy who helps everybody out on Team DDP Yoga. He's the guy who's put together all of the websites that I've ever done, DDP Yoga in conjunction with Steve Yu. But he is an amazing individual that without him, nothing would be going the way it's going right now. And his father just passed. So definitely want to send out some heartfelt thoughts to you, my brother. And we'll see you next week.
Yes.
Do you want to say something?
I just like to say, yes. Sorry to hear the news, Robert. You got my thoughts and prayers too, man. Yeah, you definitely left me some big shoes to fill.
Yeah, so you'll be all right, kid. We will be taking calls. I'll be putting the number up. If you're listening right now and you want to know what the number is, it is 347-994-1216. That's 347-994-1216. I'm just sending a tweet out about that right now, as a matter of fact. And if you're a Twitter follower, you can follow at RealDDP or at DDP Yoga. You can always catch me there. And just on some of the news that's happened recently, Spark, did you hear about, we're waiting for the lovely Stacy. When she gets in, let me know. And send me a text when my sister gets in the waiting hole as well. We got Doug on the line. Is Doug there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, we got Dougie and Stacy just called in.
All right. Okay, so we got a full house here. Let me just get done with these these initial little news bits I want to say. Do you guys hear about Chris Jericho on Good Day LA today? You guys hear about that?
No.
No.
That'd be so funny, Doug. I know you just woke up to give people a review from last year, in the last year's DDP Yoga Extravaganza. As a matter of fact, that's when we first brought out the name DDP Yoga. And we got some chants of, it ain't your mama's yoga. First time we did it, they were looked at me like I was crazy. But so you didn't hear about Chris Jericho. He was on, I didn't hear about it either, and I live in L.A. until I got on the internet. And then I got besieged by people letting me know that, posts that were up there from Chris being on Good Day L.A. and talking about his injury and coming back from his injury. And he said he got hurt, and he told me the same thing, on Dancing with the Stars. And that's a big reason I did not do that show, because I know, like, I stay in amazing shape, but I stay in, my sister was just trying to call in, and I just clicked her out. Okay, so, Sparky, I'm going to give you, I'll just figure that out. The bottom line is Chris did not hurt himself from Dance with the Stars. He did, but he didn't. He actually didn't, because what it comes down to is, when you are a professional wrestler, your body takes a ridiculous amount of abuse. And it's going to be, at some point, you're going to get hurt. Everybody gets hurt. And his just happened to be, after 20-plus years, Chris got hurt at Dancing with the Stars. And there is just a ridiculous amount of wear and tear that goes on your body when you are doing Dancing with the Stars. So, I'm sure some of that was true in hindsight, but overall, it was absolutely the wear and tear that it went through when it came to his body taking all that punishment. Now, I'm going to have to text my sister a number in, because somehow she didn't get the number. So I'm just going to text that in for you guys who are listening and you want to leave and you can't get away from your computer, but you still want to listen to the show. You can listen to it if you just hit 347-994-1216 and then hit option one. So that's how you will get in to talk to us. Why don't we do that up? But we got plenty of people here in the booth here with us. I also want to mention that that Kane talked to Kane, the big red machine, and he told me that he had a daily dose of fat burner, and I told him it's time for him to head up the fat burner with some red hot core, or head into Below the Belt, or if he was feeling risky, to head into the Diamond Cutter. And that's said this to my next segue. I'm going to be doing tomorrow my first live DDP yoga workout. Now, I sent out a challenge, I guess it was not last week before, that if anybody was to do the Diamond Cutter mixture with the Red Hot Core, if you were to get 4 days out of seven, if you went to the front of main page of DDP Yoga, I should say Team DDP Yoga, and you started the blog there and you got a part of it, and how you do that is, Sparky, how exactly do you find that? Because I had trouble finding that, and Robert smartened me up. Do you know how you found that blog to go over there and put that post up there?
Yeah, absolutely. If anybody goes to the blog section on the site, on the right-hand side, there's a featured blog section. It's the very first blog in featured blogs. You can't miss it.
Well, there you have it, featured blogs. And we had, five guys go up there, and I had their names written down on another piece of my note paper, and it's all gone. But, Sparky, if you get those names together while we're talking about this, I'd like to give those guys a shout-out, because it was five of them. And the main reason I wanted whoever did this challenge to be able to do the Diamond Cutter in a Red Hot Core, because you would know how to modify it if you needed to modify it. But you also knew that if you were going to come to this live workout, being my first workout, it's going to be bring your A-game workout. And it looks really cool. We had Robert and Steve, mainly Steve doing this part here. He's created a channel. Now, what my goal is down the line is to have live casts from wherever I'm living or being on the road or whatever, where people can actually work out with me. And that eventually will be a monthly fee, but it'll be really small, and it'll be smaller for anybody who's a member of Team DDP Yoga on a monthly deal. And it won't just be workouts. It'll be me in the kitchen. It'll be coming up with recipes. I've already got pizza, making my mushroom mushroom and onion manchego cheese gluten-free pizza that's just amazing. But I've got a couple different pizza recipes. And just cooking in general, because so many times I'm sitting around making my own self a salad, or, a different way to make a salad, or making some kind of concoction mixed in with vegetables. I'm like, man, I should be filming this, because this only took me 10 minutes. This only took me 15 minutes, and this tastes amazing. So it's going to include that, as well as, inspirational, things, the whole package. It'll be 10 times worth what it is. And most people, yoga studios, are charging more than I will be on a monthly thing, and they're only giving you workouts, where I'm going to give you so much more A to Z all the way around. But it'll be fun, and it's something to keep your eyes on. And if you think you want to see it, then, or be a part of it, next week's challenge is this, because I'm going to make it like a beginner intermediate type of class. And so what you have to be able to do, fat burner into energy, or energy into fat burner. Now, you can also, if that's, you've already moved up from that, if you want to do strength builder into stand-up, or you can do diamond cutter and red hot core, your call. All you got to do is get four workouts within the week, and you qualify. But again, you have to go. Where do they have to go, Sparky? If they want to, we're going to start a blog tonight. Where do they have to go? Hello, Sparky?
They just have to go to blogs, guys, and it's under the members tab in the site, and hit featured blog post. It'll be right there on the right-hand side.
So it has Sally, thank you, Sparky, has Sally come in yet?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Sally, back up, or you're a little bit overwhelming there. How you doing today, baby?
I am awesome, babe. How are you?
Good.
Chilly,
good.
But beautiful over here.
Okay, cool. So we're talking about the DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza. Nobody knows more about it than you. So why don't you give a fill-in to the people who are listening, what it's about. I got Doug here. I want to get him his first go, give his first response to what it was like. Terry's in here. Stacy's in here. But I want to get Doug, because he has to go. He's up in the middle of the night in Germany, and he wanted to. Matter of fact, Doug, do you just want to say what you thought about the trip when you were down there, and Sally can give the details after that?
No, I'll hold off.
Okay, cool. All right, Sal. So tell people what they can expect and how they get, to find out more.
Okay, well, first of all, we do have our website update. It's ddpyogaretreat.com. And I'll say that again, ddpyogaretreat.com. It has all the rates on there right now. And I'm sure that Kerry will be even tweaking up a little bit more in there. We're traveling July 26th to the 30th, which last year we did at the end of August, and we thought we should bring it into the middle of August, because it's an incredible country. If you haven't been to Mexico, you definitely need to visit it and experience it, because when we fly into Cancun, you're literally 40 minutes away from the resort. You go south, and you're in the beautiful Riviera Maya area. And this
Sal, let me interject here. For those of you who are listening that are afraid because of the stories you've heard from the Mexican cartel, I'm not hiding from this issue. I want to have this out there in the open. Sally, how far is the action that's happening that's really negative and scary that's happening in the northern part of Mexico? How far is this resort from that?
And, it's a great thing that you bring this up, Paige, because I actually have a map that I should put up on your website for everyone to see. I'll make sure that gets up there. And what it is that we are in the resort community area. I would never put somebody in harm's way. It's about a five-hour flight to get up to El Paso, to where that's where there's problems, Tijuana, and down over in, Mexico City. And there's some hot spots, absolutely, where we don't send clients. This is an over-the-river and through-the-woods drive and five-hour flight away. It's like me flying out to you in L.A. Now, I live, I think, in Nirvana. It's where, beautiful Point Pleasant. It's absolutely gorgeous down here. I live an hour away from Newark and an hour away from Camden. I mean, literally an hour drive down the parkway. And nobody's driving down here, where we all know that Newark is just absolutely horrendous, as well as Camden. You fear for your life every day. They're not coming down to our beautiful little area down here, which is only a very easy drive. When you look at this map from Cancun in Riviera Maya area, truly, and you will see, you'll be like, wow, it's so far away. It's like me worrying about something in L.A. when I live in New Jersey.
Right. I get it. But I wanted them to get it. So now let's go back to how beautiful this resort is. Because I was there, so I do know. So was Doug. Sparky was on his way, and the day before, tragedy happened in his family, and he couldn't make the trip. But I'm sure he's going to make this one. So go ahead, Sal.
This is an adult-only resort, 18 and older. So kids won't be here. Because in July, that's when a lot of families travel. And ultimately, Paige, your DDP yoga is really geared. Even though kids are doing it, right now I think that you're focusing on the adult. It's a whole nother level of service when you go to an adult-only resort. And this fantastic resort, it is called the El Dorado Royale. And then they also have the El Dorado Royale Casitas, which is two properties merged into one. So you have the Casitas Suites on one area, and then you have the Royale in the other area. So what happens is that this property is nestled right in the heart of Riviera Maya. It's literally 20 minutes north of the Playa del Carmen area, which they do a complimentary shuttle down to that town. So you can experience the town, do some shopping and whatnot on your free time. This resort is an award-winning gourmet inclusive resort. Now, when I talk about the food and the dining experiences here, which you're going to agree with me on, but you could elaborate on, your guests need to know that there's a greenhouse here that is absolutely huge, that they grow all their own vegetables, their herbs, and spices, which you could actually take a tour on, but they do the tour, I think, four times a week, and you can actually see how they grow their vegetables. When you think about Mexico and there's no great dirt, it's all like, coral and stone. And when you think about Epcot at Disney World and how they grow it in the pods and grow all their vegetables and spices up into the air, and I'm sure everybody's familiar with the Disney, that they have the greenhouse down there, that is what this gentleman had taken, the owner of the El Dorado properties, had taken his plan from to make this incredible greenhouse. So his fruit, his vegetables and spices and herbs, they jump off the plate. You know, the taste is just amazing. They have 8 a la carte restaurants to choose from. And remember, they offer gluten-free, diabetic, vegetarian options, just to name a few. Now, one of our favorites was, what was it called, Paige? It was La Isla. For great lunch there and dinners. We went to, there's JoJo's Caribbean Grill. They also have La Fuentes, which actually wasn't open. They were renovating it last year at the end of August, but is up and running. And it is a culinary theater with 5 open air kitchens. So, and they have La Fondue, which is fondue cuisine. They have Italian. They have a Pacific Rim cuisine. They also have, can't forget about the Healthy Bar. The healthy part of all those great smoothies that we had there.
Protein, fresh fruit and protein. They had protein shakes you could get. And just so you understand, this is one of those programs. And the reason why I picked and went back to the same place was because it was so nice. But I was looking for another place just to travel to. But no one would give us the deal that this resort does. And what it is an all-inclusive. You get your rooms, which are sweet. And let Doug, because he was there, he'll tell you. Even like the ones that are, from, there is no low end. It's either really nice or ridiculously nice.
Good point, Paige. I want to say that all the rooms, they're not rooms. They're called Jacuzzi Junior Suite. So there's garden, ocean view, ocean front, and swim up suite. Right from the first lead-in room category, which is a garden view, but it has a jacuzzi, a huge jacuzzi in it. It has the 4-poster bed, oversized bathrooms with double sinks, 24-hour room service, and a refrigerator filled with sodas, juices, and water. So right off the bat.
Let me interject. All of this is included, from room service to the mini bar. Yeah, the mini bar, all the booze, and on my retreat, it's not your normal yoga retreat. Everybody knows it ain't your mama's yoga A to Z by this time. If you don't know that, well, then you haven't been paying attention. Because the bottom line is we party on these trips. You know, and my goal is that nobody gains more than 2 pounds. You're going on a retreat where you can have unlimited food and booze, and you're still going to work out, and that's where the segue comes. And I'll let Doug say this, you know, because I know him, Jimbo, Rev Dev, I mean, everybody was leaving lighter than they came. And actually, Rev Dev lost 12 pounds when he was down there, you know. But he also went back to eating wheat and dairy right before that and gained some weight back. So he's like a bit of a yo-yo when it comes to that. So I heard that he's completely off of wheat and dairy right now because someone like him has to be, or he's forever going to be a big guy, forever. So so back over to you. It's all-inclusive, this resort. So everything we're talking about is done. Maybe you want to bring $50, you know, $100 for tips for the people who work there, a couple bucks here, a couple bucks there. $5 goes a long way in that
right.
town.
Absolutely. And to bring this up, you don't have to tip because tipping is included. But $2, $2, $5 does go a long way. And I have to say that not only when you were talking about the alcohol page, they have a tequila bar, which has, I think, 30 different choices of incredible tequilas. They have premium alcohol. So you're going to find, like, the flavored vodkas. You're going to see not only Absolut and Stoli, but you're going to see Ketel One. And you're going to see an array of Bacardis, all the rums, and then the tequilas. And then, of course, Sylvia could come now, Paige, because they actually have black velvet. Noah's got black velvet.
But she won't work out.
No, but she might
come. Yeah, but you don't. You guys are really going to treat if my mom comes because she is a trip. Okay, so Doug, why don't you talk about, you know, what did you think when you got down there?
Well, the hardest thing for me and the only thing was not being able to work out, but I think it actually ended up pretty good was because I got all the video footage and the pictures. But one thing I wanted to add is I know a lot of people are afraid of you know, you go down to Mexico and you hear about don't drink the water, you know. But on that one, you don't have to even worry about that. Everything was amazing. Being in the military, traveling around for over, I don't know, 20-plus years, being everywhere around the world, this is the best place that I've ever been, ever. I mean, it was just amazing.
The food, the service. Oops.
Yeah,
Doug, you're good.
Hello, Sally.
Are
you there?
You're good.
I can hear you fine.
Okay.
Go ahead, Doug. I'm sorry.
We lost him. Looks like we lost him, guys.
Did we lose Doug?
We lost Doug. So they'll call back.
All right, so there's nightly entertainment. Like, they have the circus show, and they're, like, they do, it's almost like Cirque du Soleil. They do Dorado Idol. They have nightly entertainment. They'll bring in local bands. They do games. During the day, they have included organized activities, like they'll have bocce and towel decoration class, water polo, ping pong, water and beach volleyball, dance lessons, Spanish lessons. They have kayaks and non-motorized water sports. They even do bike tours that are included. They've got actually a little, and for our, I would say for our eco conscious folks, the El Dorado even spawns turtles. So when you're walking down the beach, you'll even see them. They have a whole little section. Their beach is over a mile long. It's all secluded. Just in the El Dorado Royale area, they have 11 pools and a natural saltwater pool and, of course, our swim-up pools, which are very important as well. Let's see what else I have here. USDA meats, too. I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that because you go to a foreign country, people are concerned about that. All the El Dorado properties and the Azul properties offer USDA meats that are shipped in. I think it's every 2 days that they have them shipped in. They have local fresh fish that are caught daily that they also bring onto their property, which is yummy. For the people that, if you haven't had enough working out with my brother, DDP, you can also enjoy the health clubs if you want to do some of that too as well. And don't forget about
that.
Yeah, right. You'll squeeze it out. I said, but don't forget about the amazing spa facilities because there's several options here for the spa. But one in particular that I love doing every time I go here, they have these palapas that sit over the beach that are right there at the ocean. And this beachfront palapa sits there, and it's up up high so no one can see you up there, and they do massages out there. So you're listening to the waves crashing. Now, it's something that I must do every single time I'm there. Now, Paige, I know that this property and everybody that was there could give incredible testimonies of saying how wonderful the property is. Jimbo's buddy, Mike, who came, who said
right.
he tries to find, it goes, not that he tries to find, he said, I won't forget this, because he said, Sally, goes, and Jimbo stopped right in there. He goes, Sally, I want to tell you about my friend Mike. He goes, he complains about everything. There's nothing complaints. He just, there's always something wrong. Something always wrong. It was flawless. I said, flawless. That couldn't have been a nicer compliment. Because, A, I know about this property, and I only send clients to certain properties that I enjoy because I know I can sleep well at night. Because I'm 24/7, 365. If you have a problem or a hiccup on your way, you call me because I'm going to fix it a lot faster than you can. I did not have one complaint.
But we did have someone lose their passport, and she thought it was stolen. It wasn't. She left the passport. She's a very good friend of mine, so I won't mention her name. But she left her passport at the passport agent. Of course, my sister is saying, well, if this is a high-end, really amazing woman in the business world. She's a really big wig. Like, she doesn't make mistakes like that. It's just unheard of. So she has assumed it was stolen because she doesn't make mistakes like that. So Sally went that whole next day, went to the consulate. I mean, did everything to make sure that she was hooked up, taken care of. Of course, when she finally showed up at the airport, they gave her back her passport. So, but that's kind of when Sally says 24/7, 365, she means that as far as making sure people have the best time. And I wanted her to come on here and explain it all to you. And so I know you guys got to be thinking, okay, so four nights, 5 days, we're going to get in on a Friday. Everybody gets in around 3 o'clock, gets to the hotel, gets settled in, and I know this because I've already done it. We go for our first workout, and we do that out near the beach. We did it in a different area this year because I didn't know that area. I should say last year. But this year, I know exactly where we're going to go. We're going to go right to the beach. We're going to get a workout. Then we're going to go out and catch a decent buzz and have a hell of a meal and have a little party there the first night, and then we're going to get up and get two workouts in on Saturday. I'm not going to make it too early. Probably going to start that first workout at 10:30. So anybody's got too much of a buzz like Jamie did and still crawled in. You know, for any people who want to have that nightlife every night, you got it. Because I'm not making it an early class. So we'll do that one at 10:30. We'll go for about an hour, hour and a half, and then we'll hit one right at the end of the day. Then we'll go again, go to the pool. A lot of times we head right to the pool and go right for cocktails. Everybody doesn't do that, but I know me and Sally and Paul were. So, you know, from there, we go to dinner. We all meet for dinner. Have another, you know, everybody can go wherever they want to go. If everybody wants to hang with the group, we all end up at the same restaurant we pick. And sometimes different groups go to different places. But there was about 28 of us last year, and we all hung pretty much, you know, most of the time. And then that next day, it's going to be a kick-ass one workout, 2 hours. You work at your own pace, and you're done. Instead of having two workouts, this way you could go, you know, go see some of the, you know, some of the areas. Sally, tell me a little about the area, surrounding area.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Doug. I'm back on. I don't know what happened.
Okay, well, you got shoved off.
Hey, Doug, did you go on any excursions while you were down there?
Yeah, I was going to mention that, too. I went to Chichen Itza, which was amazing, and there were so many tourists around there. The bus ride was phenomenal. Can't say anything but great things about it.
There's also zip lining. If you want to go swim with the dolphins or do the manatees, and also and the stingrays as well. There's also the cenotes. Escarette. Did you get to do that, Doug?
No, I did not.
Swim.
Wait. That was the underground cave or whatever, right? Or the
yep.
The swimming. Yes, that was part of the tour.
Did you go underneath? Did you do the swim of the tour? Go in the cenotes and swim
yes.
in the caves?
Yes.
How cool was that?
It was awesome.
Yeah, there's tons. You know, if you're golfers, you know, there's golf nearby. If you play tennis, tennis courts are on the property. You know, the non-motorized water sports that I do offer is paddle boats, kayaking, and snorkeling. Let's see, what else did they do?
Well, I know Jimbo actually went out and did scuba diving twice. out in town.
Yes, he did. And also, you could do snorkeling trips and do motorized water sports that we can get set up, ATVing. Also, at this property, they have camels, and they do camel rides.
So these are just, and you'll see all of this. If you go to DDPYogaRetreat.com, it's all up there. You know, it's all up there for, you know, any questions. My sister's number's up there. You can call and talk directly to her or Ashley. And Ashley has a, you know, she's the one who pretty much heads up this tour, and she'll be, you know, overseeing everything. But Sally will oversee everything. So if you need to talk to her, you can talk to her as well. I understand we got Holly on the phone calling from Hawaii. Is that true?
Hey, Dallas.
You
hey, remember
Holly,
me?
How are
I talked you? To you. I talked to you a while ago. With,
yes,
I
remember.
Now. Yeah.
Yes, I remember.
How you been?
Good, good. So have you checked out the thing we're going to do for the retreat?
Yeah, I have. I'm thinking about
going.
You live
in a winter one. You in a palace. You live in Hawaii, don't you?
Yeah. It gets old after a while, though, Dallas. It gets old. you're like, I want to see a pine tree. I want to see some snow, you know?
You're going to find that in Mexico.
Yeah. Oh, I went to Mexico before, too. It was hot. But, yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy here. I have to be happy here. My husband's here, so I got to be happy here. But
awesome.
I checked out your yoga, and I just want to say it's awesome.
Yeah,
I remember
awesome.
Last time we talked,
right.
You told me, you said you need to try yoga, because I told you that
DDP
I was an interesting
yoga.
Person.
Not regular yoga. I said DDP yoga. You never heard
yeah.
of yoga.
Well, he said any yoga at the time, but...
Yes,
I checked out Dallas's yoga, and I'm definitely going to try it. You know, and an interesting thing, my mother-in-law actually teaches yoga, too. And I never knew that till yesterday, and I've known her for like a year now. And I'm just going to continue with the yoga and stuff. I'm going to try to make it to the retreat. But, but Dallas, keep in touch. You know, I'm on, I'm on Twitter and stuff like that.
What's your Twitter name so people can follow you? What's your Twitter name?
PollyMarie610. And I've been busy doing stuff, trying to get on TV shows and stuff and modeling and everything like that. So check it out. I just got past the 900 mark with followers. I want to get 1,000. Well, I want to get a lot of them, you know. But
I got you.
You know, so Dallas, help me out when you get off the radio. Hook a girl up. Say,
okay,
follow Holly.
Hello, Holly. No. All right, Holly. Good talking to you. So, Stacy, you talked to Sally about this. You've checked everything. I know you wanted to go last year, except for you were doing your thing with your mom. Now, are you coming this year?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. And it just sounds like a dream come true. It sounds like I'm not going to want to leave once I get there.
True fact.
I know I'm staying an extra time because I want to go out to the Mayans, since they're the ones who say it's going to be the end of the world. Now, Doug, you went there, and they say they don't say it's going to be the end of the world. What did they say it was going to be?
If I remember right, they said that's just when the time for change is coming. They never said anything about, you see this video. It's just, I don't know. I mean, everything down there was just amazing. Like I was saying before I got cut off, I've been all around the world, travel around with the military, seen everything. This is the best place I've ever been. You're not going to get, you know, you can go pay $200 a night for a nice hotel, you know, for the $200 a night or whatever, you're going to just get our $200, you know, for everything that's there, you know, all the drinks, all the food, which unbelievable, you know, just.
The thing it comes out to, for the 4 day, it comes out to $225 a night.
Yeah.
And you get the room, you get the food, you get the booze, you get the workouts.
Well, not only that, you get to meet people. You get to meet everybody on, like I call it the family, you know, DDP Yoga family. You know, you get to meet people and hang out, and it's just worth it. I mean, if anybody has a chance, you got to go.
Doug Dallas, you guys remember Jason? You remember Jason
sure.
from last year?
Yeah, helmet cam.
Is Jason there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, buddy. How you
Jason?
Doing, man?
Doing good. I know. I just heard the part of the end of the world. I actually talked to people down in the Mayans. What they told me is they have a calendar. It's built off cycles, and every like 52 years, their cycle ends and a new cycle begins. That's what 2012 is. It's a whole new cycle.
Interesting.
Cool.
So, Now, Jason, what did you think? You came down. I know you had a good time. What did you think of the trip to tell people?
Oh, yeah, it was phenomenal. I mean, the worst day of the trip is the last day because you do not want to leave. I was a little nervous going there because, like, I didn't know anybody. And, I mean, it was the first time I've actually ever met Paige. And, you know, she was just calling me over. It's like, oh, get over here. Join the group. Don't stand out there. I'm normally a shy guy, so it was great having Paige call me in. I know Doug's one of the guys I got to talk to a lot. He's been holding me a little bit accountable, checking in on me. Appreciate that.
That's very cool. Yeah. Sorry, Chris. You had done the workout before, Jason, but there was a couple like Linda brought, and Linda works out with me all the time, but she brought one of her friends, Tammy, who was, you know, overweight, you know, out of shape, and hadn't been working out, period. And she hung when we did those two-hour workouts. I mean, she was right there, man, hour and a half in. Of course, she modified every position. Anybody who knows anything about DDP yoga, they know the story of Arthur Borman, who, by the way, has given me saying he's coming, but I haven't clued him in exactly where he's coming to yet. So I will be talking to him about that later tonight. Having people come on that have never even done it before and being able to have a hell of a time and really start to feel a lot better and enjoy themselves in the party, that's what it was all about to me.
Well, Dallas, you need to mention about Rox.
Oh, yeah. We got
and Kevin. Rox and Kevin.
We met two guys, former military guys. Rox was, he was 72.
Oh, yeah.
He was 72, and what a warrior. He went an hour and a half twice. And Kevin's about my age. He's about 47, 48, I think. He's younger than me. But he loved the workout, man. He hung in. So we invited those guys to come on in and work out.
Well, not only that, remember, Kevin has had like 27 surgeries, was it?
Yeah, he was all beat up.
And he still did great.
I was really blown away that Rox at 72 years old. Now, again, you can get all the prices, but I'm telling you right now, if you're rooming with somebody, and that's where, you're going to get your better deal, but if you're by yourself, it's like I think it's another $50 a day if you want a room by yourself, which if you go to 99% of these resorts, if you have a room by yourself, then you pay double what would have been for the, you know, two people in a room. So all the rates are up there. It basically, if you're buddying up, which is going to be your best deal, you're going to find that the rooms are $225 a day, but that includes everything. The room service, the, you know, unlimited meals, if you want that, the booze, the all the little carts that are running around all around the property. When you go to the pool bars, which, you know, I ended up in 3 out of the 4 days or nights. And, getting around, the one thing I was smarting everybody up to going down there, and I will again on day one once we do our workout, is when you're doing it all-inclusive, they get small portions. So the first day I was like, wait a minute, that's not working for me. So I'd order like four. That was the way around it. It took us a couple of days to figure that out. But once I got to the second day, I had it down. So, Sparky, you were going to go last year, and you found out that you couldn't. So, you know, are you going to be able to bake it this year?
I don't know. I'm still working on that.
You're working on that. Well, you know, financial drains in this time, you know, some people can, some people can't. Now, let's use that as the marquee thing here, because that's something I got to put out to you guys. Because it got to the end and everybody waited till the end before they decided whether they were going to do it or not, we're not doing that this way this year. If I don't get 20 people that are locked down, and what date do we have till, Sally?
We have until March 25th.
Okay, so by the 24th, if we don't have, it's only $150 down. So instead of $250, so that shouldn't break anybody. If you're gonna go, you got $150 somewhere in the next 4 weeks.
Paige, I'm sorry to butt in. The Monday, the 26th, is my last day that I can put it in, because that's a Monday.
Right, so I'm saying, okay. I'm saying by the 24th, we don't have 20 because everybody will get their money back. But after that, then it's locked in. and then you're in, I'm in, we're going. So I'm just, because I had a lot of, like, why did I even do this? You know, it's gonna come down. It's going to have costed me money to do it. And I don't care if I don't make, you know, any kind of money on this thing, because I'm having a good time with everybody too. I just don't want to lose money. So I got to know that we have 20 people on. It's $150. We got to March 26th. If we get 20, then boom, then we're in. If we don't get 20, you get your $150 back. So that's how it's going to work. So it's up to you guys now to decide whether you want to do this retreat or not. Because I throw this out there for y'all. If you want to do it, then boom, we're in. If not, then we're doing something else. So does anybody have any questions of listening? Terry.
Hey, you know, I wanted to say the one thing about, remember Tracy, she was eating this very specific way where she couldn't have any dairy, wheat, gluten, you know, like celiac. And they prepared the meals especially for her. Just one, remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. She,
awesome.
Dallas, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Because I'm really curious. I've never met you in person, as everybody knows. But what is it like, because I think this is going to be one of the draws of the retreat, what's it like actually working out with you in person versus the DVDs?
Well, you know, Stacey, I think I can answer that because I've worked out with him like 5 or 6 times, and it is amazing. Unbelievable. I mean, I don't even know.
Dougie, the first time we did, we were at your hotel room where we were down in they were in Texas. And Doug, tell them how you couldn't get your heart rate over like 120, right?
Yeah, I struggled for ever since I had started doing it.
Could never get over 120. The first time we stood next to each other, your heart was like 84 when you started.
Mm-hmm.
Within 2 touchdowns and 2 diamond cutters, where was your heart rate?
I think it was right around like 130 something to 140.
Yeah, because he wasn't engaged. It all comes down to focusing in. And what's going to happen with the workouts when you're there, it's going to create a whole other level. Chris Jericho, you know, and I started talking about this earlier today, and because I got, you know, Sally started calling, how do I get in? You know, so I lost my train of thought with Chris as I was trying to send her message. I'm very, you know, Chris went on Good Day LA today, and, you know, mentioned, you know, about his injury and how he hurt his back on Dancing with the Stars, and he thought his career was over. And then by doing DDP's yoga, and, you know, Chris can call it whatever he wants. He calls it YRG, and now he calls it, instead of DDP yoga, he calls it it's DDP yoga, one word, but Chris Jericho can call it whatever he wants to. You know, DDP's yoga, he said, helped him heal himself back to be in the best shape of his life. You know, I wanted to say that, the reason I brought that up, because that really, that is so huge just for the company, but it's very big for me personally when he steps out and says that. And he does it all the time. He's the reason why so many other guys, like Taz, you know, anybody who does wrestling fans know who Taz is. He will be our guest next week. He was going to be in today, but he had a family emergency, so he couldn't do the show today. So I just flipped it for this show, which I really wanted to do before his anyway. So that worked out perfectly. But, you know, it's really humbling, you know, that guys like Taz. Taz is going to do like a series of interviews to talk about what he said, something that was so powerful. I didn't write it down, but it was something like infusing life back into his muscles and joints. That's what he felt like DDP yoga was doing. It's something like that. Marlon brought it to my attention. And, you know, to have those guys saying stuff like that, and Chris Jericho going on and, you know, and mentioning it all the time, you know, and I'm not paying him. You know, I mean, I left him a message thanking him, and I said, it humbles me that you would reach out and continually put this workout over. You know, I had to call him and thank him. And I said, listen, everybody says, you know, is he your spokesperson? It's like, yes, he is, but I'm not paying him because, Chris, you're a $1 million guy. I can't afford you, you know? So, you know, I just am very humbled by that, and it makes me feel great. But here's a guy, Chris Jericho. You know, who in the beginning, he didn't care about the heart rate. You know, he got an unbelievable sweat on. He knew he was burning calories. Obviously, his body shows that because he's eating really well, too. Like anybody who has an amazing body eats really well no matter what and works out. And in this scenario, our second time we worked together, him saying the little, you know, little nuances that you're giving me are really helping me. Like the first time, I took a lot of things you said to me and then put that as part of the program into my head. Okay, I need to do this now. Now I need to do that. One of the things that you guys are going to see who signed up for the workout, who did the challenge. We'll be doing one again this week. It'll be posted up there. Sparky, will you please help me with that to make sure Robert gets that? So here he knows about it, but I want to make sure it's put up, if not the latest tonight, so people can go by tonight or tomorrow. And
he's already got it up there.
Awesome. It's up there right now. That's the way Robert works. We talk about something, he just goes and does it. He's amazing. But if you go there, you'll be invited to the next one. And we're going to do it Thursday, tomorrow. And I have to do it at 9 o'clock East Coast time because I have to get the West Coast people, which is at 6. So it'll be 9 o'clock East Coast, just like we run this show. So maybe you want to put your work off till then. And then the people who are in my group, from Stacy to Doug to whoever, they're already at that level, so they'll be invited. So we'll have about 10, 15, maybe 20 people, from around. And you're going to see me do a lot of new things because I'm always coming up with new stuff. And that's one of the things, Stacy, that when you asked about the workout, Chris Jericho is saying to me, wow, I'm really learning so much more doing this with you the first time and now the second time. It's just tutoring from the guy who developed this stuff, And with Doug, just the one thing I did with Chris, he still didn't get his heart rate over like 135, the whole workout. And I said to him, let's just do this. Now we're done working out. Your heart rate's like 72, because he has a really low heart rate, Chris Jericho. And I said, but here's what I want to do. I just want to do 2 touchdowns and 2 diamond cutters. But I want you to listen to everything that I'm saying and really tap in to everything that we're doing right now. And I'm telling you, Chris, if you get over 140 just doing this, you're going to have the greatest year ever. And a guy like Chris Jericho, who's the first undisputed champion, having both titles in WWE, obviously he don't fuck around when it comes down to him doing and living the dream on all levels, being a rock star, TV star, now he's doing movies and, a world-class wrestler. I said to him, okay, let's get into Ignition. And we did Ignition, 2 touchdowns in the diamond cutter. When he finished the last diamond cutter, his heart rate, he goes 136. Oh, God, 138, 139, 140, 141, 142. That's where he ended up. So that's what you get when you get focused, and Doug will tell you. I spend time with everybody. If anybody has any questions or if I see them stumbling with stuff, I go and I help them, because that's what I do. So that's what you get, when you come to something like this. Motown.
Can I add something to Terry?
Oh, is that Terry?
Hey, yeah, hi.
Hey, Terry. Hey, buddy.
Hey,
Terry.
Yeah, I just wanted to jump in and add to what Stacy said and Doug said, because I've been really blessed to know you from the get-go on and before. The workout was really on the mat for everybody. And the thing you get if you go to work out beside him is all of his enthusiasm. And he challenged you to push yourself and to work through and to go after whatever goals you want. And there's lots of exercise workouts out there, and there's lots of ways to count calories and lose weight. But there is only one BDP. I've known this for like a decade. And I was lucky that I had his presence week in and week out a decade ago when I was losing weight. And still now, he still reminds me if I'm going to have a wine or just not into something, or just to keep going forward and be the best you can be. And so this is your chance to feel his enthusiasm, to hear his words, have him look you in the eye and tell you good job, or reach higher, and you will. And that's what makes a difference in the DVD, is his presence. And everybody else is around you. This is a support group, and you're going to meet the people you're talking to, that you're listening to, that's talking back to you, and you put a face with the voice or the emails and the texting. And for some of you getting started on going after what you want, you can surround yourself with people that believe in what you do and have the same goals and intent and the same successes and the failures. And he gives you this energy that you can't get, even though he shouts it loud enough on the DVD in person. When he tells you to suck it up and push through it, it's even better.
So that's 100% right. That's right, Terry.
hey Dougie, you can work out with both Dallas and Arthur. What's the intensity of Dallas over Arthur? Because I've had the Arthur workout, and I'm looking forward to the DDT workout.
I don't know. You know, they're both their own beast right there. Arthur does some different things, but Terry hit it exactly right. There is no other feeling of just, you know, it's just energy. It's you just want when you're around with DDP, you just want more. No matter how hard he pushes you, it's just because that's the aura he gives off. I mean, you just want to be around him. He's just amazing. And the best of it all is, for anybody listening, and no, I'm not saying this just because, you know, I'm getting paid or I'm this or anything. I'm just a regular guy like anybody else. But, you know, you get a, you know, it's like a friendship. You know, it's just, you'll never ever get anything better than that. You know, it's just the aura that is, comes off of him, and it's just you want more. It just has you wanting more.
And don't you think that
what I was going to say is, and Terry, you know, you can vouch for me as well as anybody is, he just genuinely cares. It's not one of these, I'm trying to sell a product, whatever. He just genuinely cares and wants to make the world a better place, you know?
Exactly. And he's not beating you down, hollering, and some of the workouts they try to get you to be the best you can be in a negative way. He's pulling you up. He's not asking you to do something he's not doing, and he's out there. Just the way he says to reach higher, move stronger, and he is, and the people around that you are trying, that's pulling you up. It's not beating you down and not telling you that you'll have to do better. He's always just glad when you do the best you can do. And even when you're modifying it, if you've modified or changed and adapting and keep improving, that's really great to him. You don't have to be him. And all of us and some of us, and I would be 10 years later, and my push-ups, I almost have regressed back into a more delicate version because it works for me in my shoulder. And so that's okay because he told me to make it my own, and unfortunately, to him sometimes, I've made it my own. But it's worked for 10 years, and that's still great. But all I can say is,
I've had some amazing change just interacting with Dallas via email and telephone. So I can only imagine what it's like getting inspiration from him in person.
Oh, it'll be a great trip. A to Z all the way around, and everybody leaves with it. You know, with new friends that you find, and everybody really does become friends down there. It's not just a bunch of bullshit. It's real. We drink, we eat, we work out. You know, we hang. So, and people, like I say, I'm only doing 5 workouts on this. It'll be the first one when we get in there, 2 on the Saturday. That'll kick your ass, you know. But then, you know, the Sunday, let's see, Friday, Saturday, yeah. Sunday we're going to have one, and then Monday we're having one, then we're heading back. So if you want to just do 3 days, you can do 3 days too as well. If you can't make it for the 4 days, you want to do 3, or should say 3 nights. And all that's up on the site on EDP. We got some kind of feedback going there, Sparky. You were doing amazing right up till now. You were amazing right up to this moment. like I said, if you want to find all information, we'll be at pdpyogaretreat.com. I think we pretty much got everything in. I want to thank Sally coming on by and giving us all the information. I also want to remind people that on TeamDDPYoga.com, there's a video up there of Dr. Oz talking about the drawbacks of eating gluten. So it took him years to come around, but he's even come around now. I want to thank Doug for staying up in the middle of the night and coming out here from Germany and catching up here to give everybody an update. And Stacey and Terry for coming by. And, of course, Sparky, appreciate you coming on. And even Holly for popping in there to promote her Twitter site. anybody got anything else for the way out of this? Are we done?
I think so. Just don't try to do the black crow in the handstand off the side of the pool this time.
I'll tell you this last story. This is the kind of thing that happened down there. We're all drinking in the pool, and that guy Kev, the warrior soldier, you know, 20-something surgeries on his body, something so beat up. And we were talking about the flexibility that you can get with doing DDP yoga. And I said to him, man, we're doing shots and margaritas, and I got a really good buzz going. We're in the pool. And he says, I said to him, yeah, I said, dude, I'm so flexible. I can bring my forehead right on my shins. And he went, you're full of shit. I said, really? He said, yeah, you're full of shit. I said, you think you know me that well, don't you? So I stood up on that little bar stool, which is cemented into the ground. It's not a loose bar stool. I stood up on the bar stool, and I'm not, you know, almost out of, completely out of the pool. And I fold forward and put my head on my forehead on my shin. And he goes, oh, my God, you weren't lying. I said, normally, I'd, you know, stand on my leg and pick my left foot over my head. But I'm not going to do that because all the drinks are on the bar, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to get any of this water in the thing. So I sit out. So about 10, 15 minutes goes by. He goes, you know, there's no drinks on the bar right now. He goes, you should be able to do that foot over the head thing with no problem. I said, you really going to call me out with a buzz on like I've got right now? I haven't eaten anything. I just got done working out for an hour and a half, and you're going to call me out? He goes, yeah, I'm calling you out. So I stood up. I got on that damn thing. You were there, Sally, right?
Yes, I was.
I grabbed that foot. Everybody's going, no, no, he's not. No, no, he's not going to. No, he's not. And I couldn't straighten the damn thing. It took me about 30 seconds. And finally, I nailed it. Everybody started clapping. He goes, holy shit. He goes, you weren't bullshitting. And I said, I'll tell you what, that's nothing. I said, I've never done this shit phase. I said, but I'm going to try it right now. So I got out of the pool, and I put my hands on the cement, and I put my knees on my elbows, got in Black Crow, and I balanced myself. Everybody's like, oh, wow, that's amazing. I said, that's not the trick. And I kicked back into plank position, and everybody clapped. I go, that's not the trick. I said, this is. I said, I've never done this with a buzz on ever. And I jumped in the air, landed on my elbows, and pushed up into a handstand and said, that's the trick. And I was so psyched, I jumped in the air and did a cannonball, but the water's only 3.5 feet deep. So I went boom on the bottom of that pool. I thought I broke my tailbone. Oh, my God, punish me for showing off big time. I came right up, everybody's laughing. I said, oh, my God, my back. Are you okay? You okay? Give me a couple more shots of tequila. I'll be fine.
Oh, all
right, on that note, that's the kind of fun time you'll have down in Mexico if you can make DDP's retreat extravaganza. We're going to have a great time down there. We got 20 days, or 23 days, or 26. I guess we have 26. We have five.
No, you don't. I was looking on the web. Hold on. It's more than
5 weeks. Today's the 15th, and we got to the 26th.
Hold on.
Come on, Uncle.
You're right. I was counting 5.5 weeks. You're right.
Obviously, math is not.
Okay, Seth, five weeks. 5.5 weeks.
Yes,
the 20th of lockdown.
Yes, you're right.
Yes, I know I'm right. Okay, so the bottom line is we got 5 weeks to get 20 people signed up. If we do, we're doing it. If we're not, you're going to miss a hell of a trip. If not, that on that being said, I want to thank everybody for coming by tonight. Next week, Kaz will be here, and we will be getting down talking about DDP Yoga. We're going to be talking about his career. We're going to be talking about a lot of fun stuff. So come on by and ask Taz some questions. I want to thank everybody for coming around. You've been wonderful. You've been marvelous. But see ya. Thanks, Mark. Hit it, man. Send them home.